poster, I believe.
That's right, a picture of David Cameron with the word wanker.
Oh, right, okay.
The word wanker may have been the cause of the problem, I suspect.
Yeah, I think that probably is the cause of the problem.
Yes, but I don't think it's an offence under Section 5 of the Public Order Act.
I can assure you it is.
Really?
Yes.
On what basis?
Basis that any reasonable person walking past your address is likely to find that alarming, harassment, or distressful.
But
not just in relation to David Cameron, but just the word.
Well, yes, clearly the word is what we're talking about, yes.
That's right.
Is that just your opinion, or is there some legal ruling and list of words that are or are not likely to cause distress?
I think that would be, in my expert opinion of dealing with public order events, and you know, I have dealt 20 years with public order matters. If a person was to say that verbally to you know, another person in the street, people are likely to cause harassment, alarm, distress in relation to that. You know, in terms of is there a list of words, I would say possibly not. It would be down to a court to take into account what a reasonable person would suspect to be harassing, alarm, or distressful.
I mean, it is a word in fairly common use. I expect you've heard it mentioned more than once.
Oh, I mean, as a lot of swear words are, Mr. Hoffman.
Indeed.
But I mean, it's still, you know, one of those words which is likely to cause harassment, alarm, or distress.
Okay, well, I mean, there's no point in trying to argue the court case we haven't yet had with you, so I take that as your position on that. Supposing I were to replace the poster with the word wanker changed, so there were four asterisks in the middle, so it was W, four asterisks, and R.
Yeah, I think, again, you know, people can construe as to what that word means, and, you know, people may find that abusive, as much word as, you know...
Do you think your officers would be reasonable in coming back and arresting me, then?
That is a possibility, sir. Certainly, you know, you're denoting what that word is still, aren't you?
Well, I am, indeed. But it seems to me there's an awful lot of graffiti around that says rather ruder things than that.
Yeah, well, you know, it is still on that word, and as I say, I can't give you an exact list as to what words would be, but, you know, I think it is possible that could still be an offence.
So if I were to even cover everything but the W... You would still think that I was at risk.
Now I'm not sure. Because I mean, you could construe that word to be anything, but you know where you.
WR could be wobbler or waverer.
Yeah, it could, but most people know what it means.
Well, yes, indeed, yeah.
The general would be easier to construe, but you know, W might be a bit more difficult. But you're losing the punchline for your poster, sir.
Well, indeed. This is rather funny and quite silly, and I mean, I've had several calls from the press about it now, so I think we'll... obviously, I will be making a complaint about the way I was treated.
Sure.
But in the meantime, I would like to continue with what I believe is my right to free speech under Section 10 of the Human Rights Act.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, you're welcome to put posters up which aren't construed to be harassment, alarm, or distressful.
Yes.
By the members of the people. That's the crux of it, really. You have to respect other people's rights as well as the rights of your own.
Indeed, and other people also need to respect my rights, and it's a question of where that balance lies, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Because I could put, supposing I put tosser?
You're asking me to make the decisions on a whole list of words, and I could go through a dictionary, possibly not.
I'm trying to find a position where I can say what I want without risk of being arrested.
Yeah, the measurement that the court uses is what a reasonable person would find to be harassment, alarm, or distress.
Yes, I mean, obviously we disagree on this, but my feeling is a reasonable person would not find wanker or even fucker likely to cause them alarm. I mean, written on a poster, it's hard to see how you'd be alarmed or distressed by the word on a poster.
Not pleasant to say, I would
say. No, but there's a difference between not pleasant. Pleasant is a much lower hurdle than alarm and distress. I mean, many things I see I find offensive, you know, and I'm sure you do too, but they don't cause you alarm or distress.
No, they just breach the law and some don't.
Yes, so where do you stand on tosser? Would I be arrested?
Again, I can't comment.
I'm about to do it.
Sorry?
I'm about
to do it.
Well, I think so.
I couldn't comment on that, sir. It was, you know, the officers would turn up and they may consider it to be an offence and you'd be arrested and put before the court, and they'd probably be right in arresting you for that if you failed to take it down as they asked you. It would be their decision at the time.
But they would have to ask me first.
Well, they'd have to ask you first to take the picture of the poster there.
So the fact that I had it up earlier with Wanker wouldn't mean that putting it up later with Tosser was a continuing offence. It would be a new offence.
Yeah, possibly not, possibly not. Well, I would certainly say if you're putting the word, Wanker up, that's certainly an arrestable term. We've covered a bit about the asterisks in between
yes.
W and R.
Yeah.
I've covered a bit about W, and now you're asking on a word.
I am.
And I think there is a possibility you could be arrested for putting the word Tosser up.
You didn't get this in your inspector's exam, then?
No, it's a tricky one, isn't it?
Well, it's tricky because I do want to actually make a political point, and I do feel quite resentful at being prevented from doing that, I think unlawfully. Well, could I say masturbator?
No, you couldn't say that, sir.
Onanist?
Sorry?
Onanist? Self-abuser?
Well,
it seems difficult to see that that would cause alarm or distress, a biblical word like onanist.
That you have to consider what a reasonable person would find to be stressful.
Yes.
I mean, most people put up posters, not being defamatory against other people, but in respect to the party they wish to vote for, as I was wishing to vote.
Do you think I've got a reasonable chance of surviving if I use onanist?
Well, I'd have to bring a dictionary along to make sure.
Is it the word you're familiar with?
No, it isn't. No.
Okay. It's from the Bible. There was a character called Onan who cast his seed upon the ground.
Right.
So that's where that word comes from.